Nicely with Martin Bester.
If you're on TikTok, you may have seen the videos of Marika and Nesta and how they became running friends.
Hello, my friend. Good in you.
I just have only 15 minutes today. My knee was not good, but I
we must get you some new running shoes.
We have a lot of followers. My cousin phoned me, why are you in TikTok? He said, I don't know. When I check your your WhatsApp, I see that we are on TikTok.
And today, we are running
2 poles and walking 1 pole.
Look at you go. Running 3 poles instead of 2.
It's there. Almost there.
Welcome in studio, Marika and Nesta.
Yay!
Hello, my friends.
Hello, my friends.
Marika, ek gaan met jou begin. Waar loop jy rond? Is dit Pretoria?
Yes, so I usually run in the area of Pretoria.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
You're a runner. You'll enjoy running.
Yes, I am actually training for a 75-kilometer trail run, the Maxi Race.
75?
Yeah, it's to raise awareness for human trafficking.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all part of Brave to Love. And then, you know, I was just actually running on my regular route. And then sweet little Nesta was there.
But now, what were you doing there? Were you outside the gate or what?
I was coming from the gate to my where I working.
Okay.
Because I'm working at Glenwood. So I meet Marika, she was running, so
okay.
I just greet her, and after greeting her I say, no, can I join to run with you?
I love this.
Have you always wondered about running? You see these people, these crazy people running around cities and streets and stuff. And think to yourself, is that something I could do, want to do?
I was running at school when I was primary school in around 89 and 90.
Okay.
So I dropped because, you know, I'm coming from the village, just a little small village from Wamhlanga at Thembalethu too.
Okay.
So when I see people here running, I say, no, I'm old. But I say, no, I'm not too old. I have, I can do this. You see?
How's your knee?
Very well.
Is it good?
Yeah, everything's very well.
I heard in the one video you mentioned the knee, which is, I mean, if you went to school in the 80s, you know, you've got to consider that. But you look fantastic.
Sure.
Because you run, walk. I mean, you're pacing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so it's because she's only starting now, so we're trying to get her to a comfortable pace of running a 5 kilometer for the Spar Women's Challenge very easily.
So you grew up in this tiny village. You started working. You work as a housekeeper. And you see these people running, you see Marika running, and just one day you decided, stuff this.
I also want to.
Why can't I also run?
Yes, and I used to run, and I'm pretty sure I can do it again.
And then you ran a little bit with Marika, and then you started chatting, and you've just built up this beautiful friendship. I love the story. I love the story so much. And are you enjoying it, though? Is this something you want to do more?
Very much. Great, and I don't know what to say because I like running.
Okay.
And yeah, my children also happy for me. Everybody in my family happy for me because even my aunt say, no, how can you do this? Because now your age, I said, no, age is nothing, but I have to do.
Yeah, there we go.
And she's inspired so many people. Like all the comments on TikTok is like, because of Nesta, if she can do it, I can do it. I got myself some running shoes. I started running. The community, just, you know, from seeing what Nesta is doing, it's been absolutely incredible.
Oh, man.
The way that you inspire people in the country. Because here's the thing, not all of us, we're not all a Marika who wants to go and run 75k. 75 kilometers is like from here to, I don't know, Bronkhorstspruit.
It's fast.
You don't have to. You can do a more casual kind of jog and walk and stuff. And I think that's inspiring because it's healthy.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It's good for you. And it doesn't matter what age.
And seemingly inspires a lot of other people.
I love the story so much. Thank you for hanging with us this morning. Thanks for popping in. More about this coming up. Marika, And friend Nesta, live on studio. We're also live. I'll be on TikTok this morning. Ooh. Follow us on TikTok and you'll see them there.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
I tell you what I love so much. I love the story of Marika and Nesta. If you're on TikTok, you may have seen their videos. So Marika goes running every afternoon. And then one day, Nesta, who works in one of the streets, obviously, that Marika runs in, decides, hey, I also want to try this running thing.
Yeah.
So join Marika for a couple of meters, and then it's become a regular thing. Mm. So how do you know to join? When do you join Marika? Is it? Do you call her? What? How does it work?
So yeah, usually I send Nessa a message saying I'm on my way, and then when I get to her street, I will phone her, and then I'll tell you. Then she picks up the phone, and we say hello, my friend. And then I tell her I'm in your street. And then she gets ready and she comes out and I meet her and we start running.
I love that. And I heard some of the conversation is, you know, about the shoes, because the right shoes, if you're a runner, I hear, the right shoes better for your knees and stuff.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
You know, support shoes and stuff. So that got sorted out. And you even, so the first video I saw, you were running in your uniform.
Yeah,
your working uniform, which is not ideal. It's not comfortable.
No.
Did you help her choose like the right running gear and stuff?
So it was actually very incredible. I was able to reach out to Runaway Sport through a friend of our running group.
Oh.
And they said that they want to sponsor her running shoes. And then they also said that they want to give her some clothes. So when we got there, yeah, they went through the entire running journey with her, finding the exact fit for her for her feet, and she went running, and then she chose these shoes, and then they absolutely blessed her with clothes and this little beanie for the winter.
Are you wearing it underneath your uniform right now? Is that what I'm seeing there?
You're running.
Yeah, and now I'm wearing my new.
Would you mind showing? Would you mind showing us?
Wow!
Yeah.
So this is work, Nesta.
Yeah.
With the uniform, and yeah, underneath, the transform.
This work uniform. It was this work uniform is my signature where I start. And Marika so make a plan for me to get a whole
outfit
for running.
Would you mind showing us the outfit?
Yes. Now no more. I'm not going to run with this uniform.
No. It's not proper.
Now yay. I can show you.
Oh, yay. Yay. Look at you guys. Yay, Nesta.
Look at you.
Wow.
Nesta, I love that so much. I think, so I'm an ambassador this year. I'm lucky enough to be ambassador again for an amazing event. You know about it. It is the Spa Women's Challenge 20. Now, it happens on the 3rd of August, right, at Supersport Park. I love their slogan this year, their motto this year, their hashtag this year is Choose You.
Yeah.
Which means, I mean, it's like, it's that one day, Nesta, you decided, you know what? My family would tell me, no, this, you've got to do your work. You're too old to run. Maybe this whole running thing that Marika does every day is maybe not for me.
Mm.
And then you decided, no, maybe it is.
Mm.
I choose to do this. And I think it's incredible and it's inspiring.
Mm.
You speak exactly to what this race is about.
Yes.
This race is about choosing you.
Yeah.
If there's a passion, if there's an interest that you've ever had in life, if you've ever thought of coming out and joining thousands of other people in the beautiful sunshine here in South Africa and walking, running this race, do it. We do it for a great cause. It's happening on the 3rd of August. And I reached out. They love the story. Rieta from Spa.
Yeah.
Oh, Rieta.
They absolutely love the story. So they sent some things. Because it's ladies like yourselves.
Yeah.
It's South Africans.
Yes.
People like yourselves that should be at the Spa Women's Challenge 20.
Yeah.
So they've given you race packs.
Oh, wow. Your
nice.
Official, wow.
Official, race packs. Let's see what's in here. So you saw with your name, Marika.
Great.
Right.
Can
you also omgeven Marika?
Yeah.
And now, but that net, Coco, you saw in. And Nesta, so obviously it's all stuff, like it's all running stuff,
oh,
Nesta.
Wow. Oh, Nesta.
Wow.
And the t-shirt, your running t-shirt.
Wow.
Your magazine with your
with
race
number.
Race number,
yeah. Yay.
With your race number. Let's see what's also here.
What?
The sports watch.
Oh. Nesta. Now we'll be able to track you on Strava.
This thing is like, now you're an official runner.
Yeah, done.
You've got a race entry into the Spa Women's Challenge 20. You've got this fancy, fancy little armwear here that can follow you and everything in here. So I will see you on the 3rd of August because this is the kind of spirit. This is what it's all about. So thank you for visiting us. Thank you for showing us your running gear. Thank you for sharing your beautiful story with
us. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
and
so
inspiring
much.
So many people.
Absolutely. Lekom Jouton Moet Marijke, keep running.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
And you, Nesta, keep running, girl.
Thank you.
Nesta, what is our slogan? God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Yes.
Marijke and Nesta.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.